know, Jesus, when after he had risen from the dead, and he met those men who were walking to Emmaus and who were depressed because they had hoped in him. The scripture says he opened to them the scriptures about himself, meaning from Moses. And, you know, conversely, when he was talking to the Pharisees about their false hope, he said, "You search the scriptures because you believe that in them you have eternal life, but it is they that speak of me." In a very similar way, because every passage has some connection to Jesus and how he is our eternal life. There is a natural segue from the text to the table. Some more clear and easy and natural than others. We had one this morning. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you know he's your substitute. You know you have no righteous. You have no righteousness before God except for him clothing you. You know that unless you eat his flesh and drink his blood, you have no life in you. You know, he says that in John 6. And, you know, maybe they were offended because they thought he meant it physically, but probably they were more offended because they understood that he didn't. They're probably more offended at the "you have no life in you" part. How can he give us his flesh to eat and his blood to drink? We've got life in us. But if you're someone who's come to an end of yourself for your hope, for your righteousness, for your life, and you have found that all in Jesus, then one of the things that he has given to you in order to feed upon him by faith is the Lord's Supper. Listen to the scripture. "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" So Jesus is, he's distributing bread, which, you know, is common. Break the loaf and pass it out. But he says, "I'm going to leave. I'm going to be gone. And because of a weakness in you, you are going to have difficulty keeping me in mind." The problem with that for us is he is all our life. And the less we have him in mind, the less we are living by faith. And whatever is not of faith is sin. And we have no life in us. And we ought to be able just to hear preaching, right? I mean, the fault is on us if we hear preaching and we don't respond. But Jesus says, "I distribute myself to you at the table to feed upon me by faith." The bread isn't going to turn into him. The wine is not going to turn into him. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. Our life is seated in the heavenly places. That transaction only happens by faith. That's why one of the procedures for taking the Lord's Supper that has been used in many churches throughout the ages, they start by the declaration or the command, "Lift your hearts up to the Lord." And so we lift our hearts up to the Lord. Because that's where the meal takes place. That's why it's dangerous to eat from the table if you're trying to have the meal really from this table. This table has the elements of the sacrament on it. It's going to be distributed. There's going to be eating and drinking up here. But the one upon whom we come to feed is not going to leave the right hand of majesty. So, if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you believe he is God and man for you, shed his blood, and as your substitute, and he is risen again and is physically sitting at the right hand of the majesty on high. If you know that he has saved save you by making you a part of his body on earth. And you've publicly acknowledged that you belong to him. That yes, he has his physical flesh and blood body in heaven, but he does also have a body on earth. And that was one of the big problems in 1 Corinthians 11. They were not recognizing the body on earth either. The two are connected. It's not an either or in this passage. Okay, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take me, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Therefore, because this is such a wonderful meal for feeding upon him and participating in the new covenant, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup.